The following podcast contains content that may not be suitable for all listeners. Viewer discretion advised. Basically, we talk a lot of shit. Don't let your mama know.
Damn, you got a game over. Go ahead and pop another quarter in. It's time to run through smashing moments.
What's up, everybody? Smash coming to you again with another episode of Smashing Moments. I'm joined by my awesome co-host and brother, Aztec. What's going on, dude?
No, you know, just living the dream down here in sunny Southern California.
Alabama's where it's at, bro.
Yeah, you're right.
So we're going in and starting up on episode 4 of Smashing Moments. Couple things I wanted to address. I've been getting emails and messages from individuals asking about the Omega Project, what it is, why nobody has heard anything else about it. Well, I want to go ahead and cover that real quickly. And that's basically the Omega Project is the overall whole that we are working towards. You have a queen's asset, it is her assets because that's her other name. It's a queen's insight, excuse me. You got Reaper Rambo's crazy thoughts and then my episodes of Smashing Moments. So that's one, this is just a mini series that we have going off of the main project that we're working on. And the main projects consist of all of us, as well as Aztec when he gets back here, Chuckles, Jay. Individuals in this whole project, but being adults with children and jobs and pets and responsibilities, you know, it's hard to get everybody together to do a big thing like that with everyone's work schedule. So information's coming further with that soon. We're still working on it, but here we are now. So To start off, there's something I wanted to discuss with Aztec. Aztec, you sent me a message last night. We tried to discuss this last night, but we were having issues with our service, so we had to cancel the podcast segment that we were doing, and we're starting fresh this morning. You were going to tell me about this tattoo that you wanted. And so, what you got? Let me hear this idea.
Man, this tattoo, man. So, for those of y'all that don't know, I may dub the name Aztec, but Smash here, he's the one that has all the tattoos. So, man, I got this amazing tattoo, man, that someone showed me that they drew up, and it's this deer head, deer skull, actually. You know, it has the vines and flowers, so it has the opportunity to have some colors in it. You know, it's got the leaves and the flowers and all that. And, but I don't know any good tattoo artists, man. Like, and I know you have a lot of tattoos, so I figured you would know some good tattoo artists.
Yeah, I can definitely hook you up with that. See, one of our sponsors that we have now for the Omega Project Smashing Moments is Mad Tatter Tattoo out of Deetsville, Alabama. Let me tell you, man. The people that are there are phenomenal. The artist that I worked with, his name is Tori, and he took care of my whole right arm. Like, I got a sleeve. I've always wanted one, and I finally got one. And just the skill behind it and how he just made it look, how he blended everything together, it just put me in awe. Like, saying that I have a sleeve that starts from top to bottom and flows so smoothly, I'm speechless by it. And also, he didn't break me in the process of getting a tattoo. Now, I did go to another place. I'm not going to mention this place because, again, at this other location, they are good people. But it was very expensive compared to what I had to deal with at Mad Tatter. The people there are awesome. Ryan's great as well. He's the owner and another artist that's there. Their skills are phenomenal. Very friendly. I know from the moment I walked in, they made me feel like I was a part of their family. We sat there and we joked around. The tunes they have in the background playing over their stereo, oh, right up my damn alley. It's awesome. So, I mean, we'll sit there, talk shit. We'll take breaks. It's just really cool. I mean, we all really enjoy the time. And, I'm ready to get another one. And my next one's going to be Vegeta.
A fajita? What's a fajita?
I said Vegeta, damn. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that you have no idea?
Isn't that dude from that TV show, that cartoon? What's it called? Dragon Ball Z or something like that.
How long have we been friends?
I think like 11 years now.
We are now at the point in our relationship that we have to reevaluate everything, sir. If you don't know for sure who Vegeta is and where he's from. So let me go ahead and edumacate you a little bit, sir. Vegeta is the prince of all Saiyans in Dragon Ball Z. He is a Super Saiyan. He is badass. And my favorite character from the series, he is awesome. Now, to all you Dragon Ball Z fans out there, I'm going to go ahead and say this. No, I have not watched the entire series from beginning to end. Because like I mentioned before, with the work schedule that I have Monday through Friday, taking care of kids, taking care of pets, tending to my wife and her working and doing everything we got going on, I ain't got time to sit on my ass and stare at the TV nonstop to catch all these 200, 300, 400 episodes of the entire series that's out there. I'm sorry, I can't do it. But I've got the gist of what happens. I mean, they have games out, they have episodes that I have seen. So, I mean, don't say that I'm not a true fan, because I am. But speaking of that, like, I want to get a tattoo of Vegeta on, like, either my calf or on my forearm. Like, I saw one that they had I think it was Goku, and he was a Super Saiyan. And it looked like that he was holding his hand out doing a special attack, except it was tied onto the individual's actual hand. So I'm not good at explaining this shit. I'm not very technical when it comes to these artistic terms. But fuck it, I don't care. Vegeta's badass. Next in line would be Piccolo, but that's a discussion for another segment. But since we're on that, I want you to do, Aztec, is I want you to go on YouTube. I want you to watch episode 1 from season 1 of Dragon Ball Z. But since you're like me, and you like the crude, ridiculous humor side of things, you need to also look up Dragon Ball Z Abridged Season 1, Episode 1. You will laugh your ass off on the Abridged series, I promise you, and then you will be addicted. But
I have to do that then.
Yeah, for sure. But enough about that. So the tattoo you're going to be getting, you're going to add some color to it. It's a deer skull, flowers, like it's kind of grown, like it's been resting for a while and it's like overgrown.
And it's gonna be a really big piece, so I plan on it taking up, you know, the whole upper half of my back, you know, like the antlers are gonna kind of come up, just not quite over my shoulders, but you know, they're gonna come up to my shoulders, and then I'm expecting, you know, the deer head and everything just kind of work its way down. It's probably gonna take up a good half of my back. So it's going to be a pretty big piece, probably very expensive, but you know, I don't give a shit about that.
Well, as long as you don't get it like a tramp stamp style, we're good. But if you did, it really wouldn't say nothing, because I mean, you already do have an ass tat.
Hey, I love, that's why I got this name I love so much. You know, I'm out here. I do stupid shit. So anyone that's ever heard the episode of how I got my tattoo ass tat, I mean, how I got my tattoo on my ass. I mean, that's the whole point of this name, is that I'm just the one that does stupid shit with no fucks given.
Well, I mean, but that's the cool thing. Like, I mean, we do the stupid shit, but not the stupid shit. It's going to be like, did you hear that he died on TV? Yeah, he looked over a cliff and said, hey, I dropped my Twinkie, and decided to go head first cannonball style thinking he was going to jump into a glass of water and fucking die. We ain't that fucking stupid, ladies and gentlemen. Come on now. We ain't that fucking stupid. Never mind.
I don't know. Now, I do love me a Twinkie. If I drop a Twinkie over a cliff, I might be going over after that thing. I don't fuck around and cause my Twinkies now. Yeah, I love my Twinkies.
You like that dude from Zombieland. Like, I've been searching all this time for a fucking Twinkie. I found them. No, they're fucking ding-dongs. Cool. So, well, you also hit me up after we discussed the tattoo information. You said that there's something big you wanted to go over, something that was an influence in your life that you wanted to speak on and share. What is it? Let's hear it. And tell me why.
Man, so anyone that's been listening to this, to the shows and heard any of the episodes that I'm on, kind of know a little bit of my story. Everyone knows I love to drink. I don't consider myself an alcoholic, but I love to drink. But some of the things that I hold dear is, of course, drinking. I love having a good time, having fun, but music as well. I love music. I'm one of those guys where I can, just sit around, not do anything, just listen to music all day. So I'm constantly looking up new artists. I'm not too big into the mainstream music world. I really like the underground guys. But I also love following the underground guys all the way up to, their success. I love watching them grow and just seeing their success. And a couple of those guys, I've found a few guys that just have, I could relate to so much. There's such good artists, and there's five of them, and we're going to kind of go down the list. The first one that I'm going to speak of is because he's a rapper, and his name is Tom McDonald. And I love this guy right now because he's getting so much hate because he's a white boy that is changing the rap game, and people hate him for it. They call him a culture vulture. They're calling him all this different shit. They just tell him that, oh, you're just a white boy that wants to be black. They tell him, oh, stay in your lane. And he's like, why? Like, rap shouldn't see color, like I want to be out here and I just want to rap. But he does what a lot of rappers today aren't doing. And he says, you know what? I'm not going to rap about drugs. I'm not going to rap about gang violence. I'm going to rap
about... You mean there's a hip-hop artist out there that's not going to talk about gang violence, drugs, sex, and random bullshit?
Yes, and he doesn't sit there and say the same thing over and over again over the same beat.
Oh, my gosh. I think we are turning a new page in the music industry. I be damned.
But he has a few good songs out there. The newest one that he just dropped that I love this song. It's called Politically Incorrect. And pretty much he's talking about all these panty-waisted soft asses out here that get offended literally by anything. And he talks about how if we stay on this same track, how honesty is honestly going to end up becoming illegal. And I'm like, dude, you're right, because there's so many people out there now that feel like if they're offended, that means that you're right. If you're not offended, you're not right. So facts in their eyes, facts don't matter. It's, oh, I'm offended. That offends me. So that has to be wrong and I have to be right.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much touches on it. Society, I'm going to catch you off. In today's society, everyone's a bunch of crybabies. I mean, I'm not big in politics. I don't know a lot of shit about politics. All I know is who the president is now, who the president was last, who the president running against, all that bullshit. But here's the thing. And again, this that we are speaking on is our personal opinions and views. We are not forcing our opinions or views on anybody. This is strictly what we feel and believe. So take it with a grain of salt. But here's my issue. Last race, you had Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton. Now, did I know a lot about these individuals? No, because like one comedian said it best. His name is John Caparulo, and he said he's like, he thought he'd be watching the news and all that shit by 30, but hell, maybe 40 at this rate. His buddy calls, like, hey, did you see the debate today? He's like, no. He's like, how could you miss that? Huh, I guess I got more fucking channels than you, okay? I was watching fucking SpongeBob. I mean, shit, what do you want? But I just don't have time for the unnecessary bullshit because as a former law enforcement official, I have suffered from PTSD. I've been diagnosed with severe depression. So I stay away from stupid-ass petty bullshit. And when I'm sitting here and I'm going to my job the day after the election, the day after Donald Trump won the election, I'm going to work. These individuals are getting permission to leave school, not have to go to class, not have to go to work. I mean, there was one college campus, and what they did, and this is stupid in my eyes, what they did is they canceled classes and allowed students to stay on campus. Here, we're going to get puppies. Here's Starbucks. Let's talk about this. Let's share your feelings. No need to cry. Are you fucking serious? Like really? Like, was I a big supporter of Obama? Not really. Didn't know half the shit about him in the first place to give two shits. Now, I know that's bad of me. As an American citizen, I should know more about this shit. I don't. I'm sorry. Sue me. It is what it is. But when he won the election, guess what I did the next day, Aztec?
You ate a steak and drank some beer.
I sure as hell did not. I got up the next morning and I took my ass to work because I have bills to pay and shit. Like, come on, stop being pansies, people. Get off your ass, handle your business, stop being babies. Stop letting every little thing offend you. That's the problem with this world nowadays, is the fact that we're supposed to be able to have free of speech, talk about how we feel, but you only want your side looked at, your side observed, and that's it. You don't give a shit about anything else. It is what it is. Sometimes I'm like that, but usually it's when I'm talking about my wife and the fact that I don't want to go to a specific restaurant because I don't like the food they got. I want to go somewhere else. But, you know, if you want to compare your shit to my shit, I mean, there you go. There's a comparison. But didn't mean to get off topic. I kind of get on the roll when I start talking about bullshit. But this time, I mean, he's dope as shit. He's changing the rap game how it is. He's got this track out that we need to check out called Politically Incorrect. And it's real. Like, it's not that stupid bullshit like bottles on bottles on bottles. Like, huh, let me go get me your drink. Huh. No one gives a shit. I got a drink of milk when I woke up this morning and I fed my dog. What the fuck you want? I mean, come on. But anyways, continue on with you were saying you were going on with Tom McDonald. What else you got?
The next one, most people are probably going to know if you listen to rap music, and that's, of course, our boy Yellow Wolf. I mean, word. Everyone knows, you know, I'm a huge Yellow Wolf fan. You got me hooked on Yellow Wolf years ago. I'm talking years ago. You know, that's my dude now. You know, that's any, like, I always talk about Yellow Wolf just because he's from close enough to the same parts that we're from in Alabama. You know, he's yeah, just a down-home good old Bama boy. But that's another one. He's his music, like, I can always relate to his music. Now, for me, you know, I'm a country boy. You know, I didn't grow up in the ghetto. I didn't grow up on the block. I didn't grow up in the projects. Like, I grew up out in the country. But
you grew up in a trailer park.
You know, I grew up in a trailer park. So where we're from, like, that's your ghetto is like the trailer parks. But I mean, I can for me, I don't listen to a lot of mainstream rap and whatnot because I can't relate to their music. You know, I didn't know the gang life. I'm not a gang member. Never, I didn't hang around gang members. Like, I don't know nothing about that gang violence or nothing. I don't know nothing about selling cocaine on the corner of a block or whatever. Like, I don't know nothing about that. So I can't relate to that kind of music, you know, but with Yellow Wolf and what he raps about and whatnot, like, I can relate to that, to his music. I'm like, well, yeah, that, Okay, yeah, I get that. Like, I can relate. But Yellow Wolf, Jelly Roll, anyone that's in the Nashville area, Tennessee area, you most likely know who Jelly Roll is. He's freaking phenomenal. His freestyles are out of this world. He's lyrically probably one of the best artists that I know right now.
Hey, I don't mean to cut you off. I'm stuck on something, and I apologize. This is my fault. Anybody listening that's law enforcement, when he said Jelly Roll, did y'all think like me and think where the next Krispy Kreme is? I'm sitting here like, Jelly Roll, where Krispy Kreme at? Let me get some.
Let's take a short break real quick.
We'll be right back. I need to get me some Jelly Rolls. Listen to Jelly Roll while you eat the Jelly Roll. All right, that was fine. Anyways, continue on, man.
But another one is Struggle Jennings. Now, Struggle Jennings is the grandson of Waylon Jennings. So all of his music is turned towards more of the outlaw style of music, because he grew up in that kind of life. You know, he may be the grandson of arguably one of the greatest country singers to ever sing or play country music, but he grew up in that life. And a few years back, you know, you can, if you listen to old Struggle Jennings compared to new Struggle Jennings today, you can really tell where he's grown up and matured, because before he went to prison, you know, all of his songs, I don't want to say he promoted, you know, gang violence or promoted drugs or anything like that, but he talked about it. Like, he talked about, like, this was my life growing up. And now that he went to prison, he's gotten out, he's lost. He lost a shit ton of weight while he was in prison. The dude is while he was in prison, the dude is jacked now. Like, he's like one of those motherfuckers that you see and you're like, I'm not fucking with him. Like, he's just a jack. Like, he's fucking jacked now. And but like his style of rap has changed. And now, instead of talking about, hey, this is my life, he talks about, this is the life I want to get away from. Like, I need to do this for my family. And it's amazing. I love seeing, like, that's what I said earlier. I love seeing the growth of these guys. Like, they're coming up from, you know, you just watch them come up from the beginning and just slowly reach the top. My fifth guy and my all-time favorite artist. I can never get enough of this guy. I will literally put on YouTube and listen to his music all day long. This man has done, he does country, he does hip hop, and he does rock and roll. All three genres, when he's dropped an album, has reached the Billboard. Within 24 hours of him dropping his country album last year, he was number two on the country Billboard. The only person that was above him was Chris Stapleton.
Wow.
When he dropped his hip hop album, I want to say it was within 48 hours, he was in the top five. When he dropped his rock album, I think it was in the first 24 to 48 hours, he was in the top three. And he just dropped his rock and roll album April 20th on 420. And he is talent. Like words cannot even explain. Like, this dude is talented. And then his name is Upchurch. So if you don't know who Upchurch is, you need to look him up. This dude is freaking insane. And the reason why I'm so on this guy is because people are like, okay, so he does three genres of music. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Oh, okay, so every album he's ever dropped has hit somewhere on the Billboards. All right, yeah, that's pretty cool. He does it all himself. He's not signed to a record label. He said, fuck record labels. He's not going to be owned by nobody. And he does everything himself. He uses Instagram and YouTube and social media to his advantage. He books his own gigs. He goes all over the East Coast, sometimes Midwest, to do concerts and whatnot. but he promoted himself. I was watching Upchurch back before he even started doing music, and he was doing funny videos on YouTube and Facebook. And then when he started getting into the music and everything, it blew my mind. He started off with what some people call hick hop, which is like country rap, but it's just rap. It's rapping. It's him rapping about what he knows about, like me. We don't know. We didn't grow up in the ghetto. We don't know the gangster's life. But what we do know is country living, and it can be rapped about. And if you don't believe me, go look up Upchurch. He will change your mind. Every person I've ever had listen to Upchurch, I tell them, like, oh, yeah, he's hick hop. And they're like, oh, God, hick hop. I'm like, I know. It gets a bad rap. There's some shitty people out there ruining the genre. But I have them listen to Upchurch, and they're like, wow, this dude's actually pretty good. And I'm like, that's him rapping. Okay, now listen to this country song that he did. And like, wow, he can sing. And I'm like, yeah, now listen to this rock and roll album. And then like, dude, like he does it all. Like this dude is the epitome of talented.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there that are like that. I know a couple YouTubers I check out. One of them is Jonathan Young. He does a lot of cover songs. One that he did with this other guy, I want to say his name is Caleb. Let me see. I'm actually looking it up right now. His name is Caleb Howells. That's his name. Song from Pocahontas called Savages with a rock, deep, dark intent. There's, Cole Rowland. There's Steve Glassford. There's a lot of individuals that are like that, that have unrecognized / unappreciated talent. I mean, and honestly, that's usually all I listen to now. Like you, like I listen to these underdog individuals. I check out, these guys on YouTube with their talent, their skill, and it's just phenomenal to see all these individuals that are out here only on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, just social media, that are 10 times better than the people that we actually that are getting paid big money to go on stage and perform. I mean, there's one hip-hop artist, he's a Second Chance. He's out of Florida. And kind of resembling Upchurch with that style. He's a black man doing country, rock, and hip hop. And blending all three of them together in same songs. So it's just all these skills and styles that are out there. I mean, there's these guys that are coming up with these new ideas and not getting the appreciation they deserve. So I'm all about representing and supporting the underdogs. But of course, we got to give shout outs to the musicians that are out there that have made it big. Like, for example, my all time favorite band, hands down, Linkin Park. I love Linkin Park. I first got introduced to them back in 2001 from Redbeard. He hit me up and we were kids and I listened to the CD and it was phenomenal. And then I started following them ever since. We both got the Reanimation album, Meteora. We got the Live in Texas video and CD track. And we would sit there and just watch it all day long. And I did get a little disappointed when they came out with this last album because it was a completely different style than what we're used to. However, they were changing with the times. And, of course, rest in peace, Chester Bennington. His phenomenal vocalist. I hate that he's gone. It actually hit me hard because that was part of our childhood, you know? So like something like that, there was an influence in your life, and for them to be gone now, like it's hard to imagine. I mean, but you got Mike Shinoda, who also hip hop artist. He is a singer. He does keys. He does guitar. He does production. He also has a group called Fort Minor. I mean, and he's got a track out. It was, I forgot the name of the track. Rising Tide, I want to say, is what it was. And it was phenomenal. I mean, just words couldn't describe the style. Now, For individuals who listen to other styles of music and didn't really follow it, that's understandable. But I'm so deep into my band Linkin Park that when I found this, my jaw dropped. And I pretty much just lost it. But like one other, like a hip hop artist I listen to a lot of that I like is Tech N9ne. I mean, I like his style of his old stuff to his new stuff. I mean, always releasing things, and he's a big supporter. He appreciates his fans. You got Chris Calico. I think it's how you say it. No, sorry. Chris Calico. If y'all ever hear this and y'all hear that, that's my bad. It's Chris Calico. It's my fault. But, like, I used to listen to T.I. Nothing against T.I. I used to listen to Lil Wayne. Again, nothing against Lil Wayne. But because of where I'm at now in my life and how much I've matured, that's just a part of my life that I don't wish to include anymore. I mean, I may once in a while go back and check out things. Like, of course, I was born in 90, and right now I'm on an 80s kick. I don't know what it is. I'm listening to 80s pop and 80s rock, from Kiss to Rick Astley to, if that's how you say his name again, I'm bad at pronouncing shit, so forgive me. Let's see, Lionel Richie. I mean, I'm listening to all these different styles, and like my music genre book for myself is just all across. But like, I don't know, just the way the music industry is going now is nothing like what it was when we were brought up.
Oh yeah. And Tom McDonald, the first guy I talked about, he talks on that. He says, he talks about how the only people that are getting big nowadays are the ones that that the industry, the main record labels, the reason why these guys are getting big is because they talk about the drugs and the alcohol and everything. And so when a rapper's out here making a music video talking about how he's sipping on fucking Grey Goose or whatever the fucking new trend alcohol is to drink or whatever, fucking that company is paying them money to rap about it. And he talks about how, like, it's, are you even really a rapper if you have to get paid to rap about, like, certain, like, I'm not very good at explaining it. You just have to go listen to Tom McDonald's tracks, but I'm pretty sure the song that he talks about that stuff is one of them is Dear Rappers, and the other one is Exposure. That song, the track Exposure, he really talks on that and hits on that point. And I stopped and I thought about it, and I'm like, yo, that's actually true. Like, if you watch a lot of these mainstream rappers nowadays, if you watch their music videos, it's them with like designer clothes and, you know, these $1,000 bottles of alcohol or whatever, how much this alcohol is. And I'm just like, all they're doing is promoting people to just ruin their lives. Now, me, I love a good drink. We've talked on this before. Like, I love me a good drink. I love me a good time. But Tom McDonald, he touches the point so well about how pretty much they're just selling their souls for a quick buck.
Well, I mean, and I agree with you, because like the thing is that being adults now with children, our children are getting hold of this content. Like, of course, like with me starting off with Linkin Park, you know, Chester Bennington had them wrist tattoos of the blue flames and all. And honestly, yeah, when I saw that, I wanted it. Like, I wanted tattoos like that. Thought it was cool as shit. I mean, so the thing is that, like, for example, my kids, you know, 7 and 4, they like playing Roblox. It's one of the games they play. Well, I don't have nothing against the artist I'm about to mention. I don't whatsoever. There's nothing wrong with him. Actually, you know, I'm not even going to mention. Let's just put it like this, that they started playing Roblox, and the song that played in the background was unedited, was cussing, talking about strip clubs, talking about ass, talking about drugs. And I'm like, this is supposed to be a kid game that kids are playing, but they're getting access to this shit. So I don't really think only people that I think really can relate to what we're saying on this one, like, this isn't me judging. This is just me speaking as a whole. If you have kids, have intention of having kids, or came from a certain background, like, it isn't just hip hop either. It's rock. It's different. There's, I'm just going to say it like this. There's songs in every genre that make you think, what the fuck was this person thinking? Or how the hell did they get big? Because there's rock songs I've listened to, and I'm like, really? Like, that's what you're promoting?
Yeah.
I mean, but so I don't want our listeners to think that we're just pointing out one style in particular. We're not. We're talking about everything across the board. But, like, I know one band I love that I'm going to have to talk on more when Queen is here with us is Type O Negative. I know you have no idea who Type O Negative is, do you?
Nope, no idea.
That was more of that gothic, dark style of rock. And now, with that being said, like, okay, we're talking about kids. I don't let my kids listen to certain things. Like, when we're in the car with the kids and, you know, they want to listen to Pokemon or Five Nights at Freddy's or Power Rangers, I turn the tables. And I find a rock version of those songs. And then I look back and my 7-year-old is headbanging. So, like, I get what I want. They get what they want. I get the hard style. They get to hear, oh, it's a new version of a Pokemon or whatever. So, I mean, but needless to say, like, enough about the whole kid situation. Just talk on topic at hand is just that there's bands that I still listen to that really is something that I won't listen to around my kids. I mean, because of the language and all that, but I mean, it just depends on your style. Like I said again, we're not sitting here dissing on anybody's style. We're talking about our own opinions, how we feel about music and how we feel it's going. I mean, I just am one of those, like again, across the board in different genres, like there's country music I listen to, there's hip hop, there's rock, bluegrass. I just have appreciation of the art. But when I'm sitting here and you hear a single beat and the person keeps saying the same thing over and over and over and over, and they're getting paid cash money, big money, for doing that shit. I mean, come on. Have you, like, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
There's no more. Well, the thing is that there's no more talent. All you have to do is find what's trendy, you know, whatever's the biggest trend, and sit there and just talk about it and talk about how you have it. Like, I'm just gonna throw it out there, like Gucci's been something that's been real big in the rap for a while now.
Gucci bad damn.
Yeah, and all a rapper has to do is mention, you know, make a verse about having Gucci, and that song's gonna blow up. And it's like, who gives a fuck about Gucci? Like, this is
I'm wearing Wranglers. I mean, what you want? Right?
Like, the fuck? Like, I don't even if by some miracle I ended up becoming some multimillionaire, I'm still gonna be that multimillionaire that's probably gonna move back home, build myself, you know, a nice little house, no mansion, on a nice plot of land, and I guarantee you, I'm still gonna be wearing Wranglers and wearing Ariats. Like, that's, and I'm gonna be wearing t-shirts from Walmart. So that's what I've always done. That's how it's gonna stay. Like, I'm not gonna go out and buy $1,000 pair of fucking flip flops. Like, I can go buy me a pair of fucking $5 flip flops and paint them red and green, like, with a little bit of gold. Like, I'm not gonna go out here and pay that kind of money. And I honestly think it's stupid. Now, some people, like, that's their goals in life, is to be able to get rich enough to buy them a pair of Gucci flip-flops or Gucci belt or whatever. And it's like, do you, boo-boo, but that's not for me.
Hey, on the flip-flop deal, you got to add another $5 to that. I pay 10, okay? I got Corona flip-flops, okay? But they came from Walmart, so I mean, but you know, it says Corona. I mean, come on, don't judge me by my brand I choose. At least it ain't Gucci.
That is true. But I can't, I cannot get over it nowadays. And I think a lot of it just has to do with, like you said, you know, us growing and maturing. Because when we were in high school, you know, we listen, you know, I listened to the gangster rap, and, you know, I thought I was fucking, I thought I was a hard ass, but I was a kid, you know, I was a dumbass teenager that did dumbass shit. And now that I have two daughters of my own, I don't want to introduce them to that stuff. So anytime I'm with my daughters and we're driving around, it's like you said, like I try to find, like I mostly play country music. Like I grew up, you know,
also because of my your parents. Wife.
Yes, because of my wife too. Love you, baby. My parents, you know, I grew up with 90s country. So out of all genres of music, 90s country, that's my niche, you know. But like when I was growing up, my dad, that's all he ever played was country music. Well, once I became about 15, 16 years old, my dad finally stopped looking at me as a boy and started looking at me as a man. So he started opening, like he started showing me more of what he listens to when us kids weren't around. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, I remember I was probably about 15 or 16 years old and I'm riding with my dad and he throws a CD in and all you hear is, and it was fucking Disturbed. And I was like, what the fuck did you start listening to Disturbed? And he was like, I've always listened to this kind of music. I was like, no, the hell you haven't. You've always listened to like 70s and 80s rock and roll and like country music. And he was like, no, I only listened to that stuff when you kids were around. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I didn't get it at the time. I was like, why not just listen to music that you like? But now that I have kids, like, I'm not going to listen to, you know, the early stuff, because I don't listen to a lot of the new stuff nowadays. I'm not going to listen to the early stuff because it does talk about things that I don't want my 5 and 2-year-old to know about. Like, they're just too young, you know, to be introduced to that stuff at such a young age. And I feel like that's just part of growing up and maturing. Like, I see these videos of these parents who have their kids dancing to the songs and you're like, oh, that's cute. But you actually stop and listen to the song and the lyrics are talking about drugs and gang violence and alcohol. And I'm just like, why would you want to introduce your kid to that? Like, man, you're pretty much brainwashing them.
I've seen like YouTube videos of like, it's been brought to my attention. Like it'll be in the like trending now, you know, cause I like looking to see if there's any, like my main thing is I like looking for new game content, new music content, movie content for that matter. And then I saw this video pop up and I was like, and you know, if you highlight it using the computer, it'll show you like clips from the video. And I was like, what the hell is that? So I clicked on it. It was these daggum girls that weren't even considered preteens yet twerking. I promise you, sheesh. if I had a daughter and I caught her ass twerking, oh, I'm gonna fire that ass up. I'm sorry. No. No. It ain't gonna happen. I refuse. It ain't gonna happen.
No. Like, once you become, like, I look at it like this. Like I said, I got two daughters. Once they become 18, 19 years old or they move out of my house, you can do whatever the hell you want. You can go off and be a little hoe. Sorry, I tried to raise you better. Like, there's only so much you can do. Back in the day, I used to blame parents for the way that their kids acted. And now having two kids of my own, there's only so much you can do with kids. You can be the best parent in the world, but just have a little shithead kid.
Yeah, you're so, right. I mean, but the thing is, it does start at home. Like, you've got to try. The parents, as parents, we have to try. Like, my parents put the spirit of God in me. So growing up, I was very sheltered. Like, honestly, like, I mean, I was, like, very fucking sheltered. And people joke on me about that shit to this day. And, I, of course, you know, now since me having the – being able – had that gold mine that people that I knew were sitting on, they shared a little information with me, I'm able to actually know some shit and turn it back around on them, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, but it starts at home. Like, you got to care. You got to want to put forth that effort. And just love and raise your kids. Now – told my wife, we're going to do everything we can from now until they turn 18. Now, I'm always going to be there for my kids. Always, always try to put them in the right path. They want to do something, they got to, and I don't approve of it, they get to do it outside of my house. And 18 or older, I mean, it's on them. I mean, because I did some stupid shit when I was 18, 19. I did. And I moved around a lot due to certain circumstances. But, I mean, the thing is sometimes, though, I will say this, that it takes someone going through something to actually understand what was being taught to them. Because there's a lot of things that I didn't understand until later and until now that was explained to me at a young age, but I had to go through it myself just to understand it and figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, but that's like with the whole music thing. Like, one thing that I'm doing also along with the podcast that we're working on is I'm trying to get some audio content out there. I mean, for anybody that wants to check it out, you can go to soundcloud.com/smashingtunes. Yeah, I came up with that myself. Thank you very much. But Jay Ace is supposed to come over here at some point in time today, and we're going to be working on a track. And I got two more I'm currently working on. Issues I'm having is because starting off with all this, I got a $25 damn microphone that ain't worth shit. I mean, it works better than what I had to start with, but I mean, for what I'm trying to do, it isn't that good of a quality. Also, I don't really have a studio set up to help with noise reduction and all that kind of shit. So it's just playing around with some things and seeing what we can do. But I mean, one of our tracks that we're going to be talking about is basically what me and you are doing now. And the title of it's called We Ain't Trying to Preach. And we're going to be sitting here in this song singing about, you know, and rapping about the fact that this is how this is, this is how that is, this is how we live our lives, it's the way that we see it. But look, we ain't trying to preach. We ain't telling you how to live your life. We're just telling you what we feel is right and wrong. Yeah. And maybe someone will listen to it and be like, damn, you know, they got a good damn point. Let me play that track one more time and give them a thumbs up and subscribe. Maybe we'll get somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know me, I've always wanted to get into the music industry, but, you know, life, you know, we've talked about it before. Life just never took me down that road.
Hey, but you know, see, that's the thing. I honestly felt that if it did take us down that road, I honestly don't think we'd be happy with it. I mean, I'm doing this on my own time, and I'm mixing what I can mix, utilizing what I have, and I'm figuring it out for myself. And I appreciate it so much more than what I would appreciate if, you know, we went down that. But I mean, by all means, we can get ass tat on the track. I mean, I can see you right now. It's like, yes, ass tat. No, I got the tatted up on the cheek. Let me tell you what I mean. What? I mean, we can come up with some shit. I mean, it works. There ain't nothing wrong with it.
We figure something out. But I mean, I got a lot of friends that are in the, you know, in the music. What's the word I'm looking for? In the music realm. One of them is my boy Amp. You know, Anthony McCarter. He does his own music and whatnot, and he, you know, he's an up and coming artist, but I don't know.
Yeah, he's been doing that since high school, man. That's been what, like almost 10 years ago?
Oh yeah, he's been doing that for a minute. And his brother Andrew McCarter's actually gotten really, really big in the Christian rap scene.
Yeah,
he's, you know, he's gone off and done concerts. He's been on radio talk shows. He's actually doing really, really well. But, you know, it's not always known people, though, you know. It's just life just sends you down certain roads, you know.
Do you have any regrets?
Oh, hell no, man. I got to be the baddest motherfucker in the world for 4 years of my life.
Oh,
I got to do some really cool shit and go see some really cool places, you know?
Well, that's awesome at the fact that you got to be a badass motherfucker for a total of 4 years. I've been a badass motherfucker going on for 28, bitch.
Oh, man. You're getting old.
Yeah, shut up. You're not that far behind me, dude. You go. But the thing is that what sucks is, like I said, because of my background and what I've been through, like, yeah, I only did law enforcement for like 2.5 years, but I did the prison side of it. So, I mean, I got a pinched nerve in my lower back that decides to be like, hey, you having a good day today? Let's tweak that a little bit and see how you're going to deal with this shit. So, I mean, look, I mean, I've been good all week. Motherfucker. Yeah, for real. I woke up this morning and I was like, hey, babe, you're going to have to help me get out of bed. I was like, why? Because my back is kicking my ass right now. Like, no joke. Like, I don't know what to do. So, I mean, it's part of it, that with all the other shit. I mean, but the thing is, like I said, I don't have any regrets because going through everything that I've gone through has put me where I am today. And I can honestly say I'm happy with who I am, who I've become. I'm still learning. I'm still developing. And let's just, I mean, hopefully, Lord willing, it ain't going to get any worse than what it's already been. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So is that all the music content you got? You got any curveballs you want to throw us? I mean, you talked about some hip hop. I mean, we got to go ahead and represent our boy Brantley Gilbert. I mean, supporter of our veterans. I mean, I thought it was awesome.
Brantley Gilbert.
Go ahead.
Brantley Gilbert is probably one of my all-time favorite country, like just out of the country genre, country singers. I mean, he brings that rock and roll feel to it, but I'll consider him more of like a Southern rock. Like I love me some Brantley Gilbert. Now I've been listening to Brantley Gilbert since I don't know what, high school is when we started listening to Brantley Gilbert.
You got me stuck on him, man. Those were good times. I mean, the thing that gets me is of course, I'm big on going through YouTube and checking stuff because I like finding funny shit. But sometimes I find some serious shit. And one thing I found was I found a video of where a veteran gave Brantley Gilbert his Purple Heart, thanking him for all the support that he has provided for the veterans of the United States.
I saw that video. That's dope. Because a Purple Heart, like, you have to be wounded in combat in order to get a Purple Heart. That's just not given out. And I'm pretty sure in order to receive a Purple Heart, you have to be wounded in combat, but it has to be it has to be like verified almost by an officer. So like an officer had to pretty much be present or something like that for you. It's weird. Like, it's weird how it works. So you can't just be like, oh yeah, I sprained my ankle while being shot at. I was dodging bullets. Like, no, like it has to be a pretty serious, serious injury. Yeah. So it's not something that you just get, you know, and to hand that over to someone, you know, that's a real, real honor. That was really cool.
Well, so, just to do a little side note before we close for the day, I had a question. What game are you playing right now? Last time you said you were playing Assassin's Creed. Have you changed it over any?
No, I'm still playing around with Assassin's Creed Origins. Kind of like this game a little bit. My personal favorite Assassin's Creed was the third one, but I'm also a history buff, and I loved the American Revolution time frame, so... Yeah. That game just worked out perfectly for me. But Assassin's Creed Origins is pretty cool. I'm excited to see this Odyssey game come out. But I saw some gameplay on it yesterday on YouTube, and it looks a lot like Assassin's Creed Origins. So, well, I mean, we'll have to see.
Close to the same areas, kind of, because, I mean, this is going to be – I mean, from what I understood, like, I think we touched on this a little bit last time, was, Spartan warrior, like having the kick based in like Greek time frame or whatever. Well, I'm gonna say this: you need to get access to Far Cry 5. I just beat this game. There are three ways to beat this game. I completed the entire storyline and I beat it, and I'm not gonna ruin it for you. This is one of them where you gotta play and you're gonna be, what the fuck just happened after you get done?
Well, I'm gonna have to go run by a good old GameStop then. And now that I'm a member or whatever, I'm gonna have to go pick it up.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. Well, I guess we're gonna go ahead and close for today. Do you have any last inputs you'd like to make, sir?
Drink responsibly, folks. Drink responsibly. Drinking can be fun. You just have to do it responsibly.
Don't drink and drive. Unless you're drinking water or tea or milk. Why would you drink milk and dry? You know what? Doesn't even fucking matter. All right. Again, this is Smash coming to you with Smashing Moments with my wonderful co-host, my brother, Aztat. Be sure to check us out on Facebook. Right now, you can listen to us on Anchor. We're on Spotify, Google Podcasts, going to be getting on iTunes soon, and many, many more. You can listen to the Omega Project on SoundCloud, as well as Smashing Tunes content that I'm working on SoundCloud as well. Email us, theomegaprojecttco@gmail.com. Any questions you have, anything you'd like us to discuss on our shows, by all means, we're not doing this to get big and famous. If it happens, it happens. If not, whatever. We're doing this for fun and the enjoyment of it. So we want your input. We thank our listeners for being here and taking the time out of your day and busy schedule to listen to what we got to say. But again, this is Smash and Aztat, and we're out.